This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. BASF has undergone some major changes in the past year, made possible thanks to the acquisitions from Bayer during its merger with Monsanto. BASF Vice President of Ag Solutions Scott Kaye says there are more than $9 billion worth of new assets, and the integration of those new products and people will all be happening very quickly.
We don't intend to change a lot. We believe that we purchased a fully enabled seed portfolio, crop chemistry, and Liberty and Rely that are performing quite well, and so we aren't planning on changing names of products. We're just be represented out by BASF.
Kaye says it may involve new products, but we're the same BASF.
I think the other thing that growers can appreciate is that they've come to know BASF as an innovative company, bringing new innovation to market with a strong research and development pipeline, and that should not change and will not change at all.
And he says it's really just a bigger tool belt.
And that's what we want to continue to focus on. And again, bring new solutions, but also help round out, as you mentioned earlier, take a look now at our combined solution, our total solutions that include both seeds and chemistry. And again, just be right there with the farmers as they need us.
So, the expectations?
What farmers can expect us to do is turn the corner in 2019, a fully integrated company, and be providing solutions as one team, one BASF team into the marketplace in 2019.
Kaye says BASF options may have grown, but our market strategy will not.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington's Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.